This is Rabbi Nathanael Broen, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, November 9th, 2023. Continue on 6B, Vav Amud Bey, second section, the green text. We wanted to know yesterday, how do you have a year, a full year, without three regalim, without three festivals? So the Gemara says, okay. So that makes sense according to the person who says it has to be Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, right, in a row. Mishkach Asla, that's actually relatively simple, right? Because if you can make a vow in the middle of the summer, and then you have to go through Sukkot, and then all the way back to to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, you'll have 3 years without the five requisite, or the four requisite regalim that you need to get Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot in order. Ela demanda leis like a sidron. The one who says, no, I don't need them in order. Hechem yishkachasla, how do you find a year without three regalim when you don't need them in the order of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot? So the Gemara says, bishlam ala rabbi mishkachas bishanam meuberes. Right, so according to Rebbe, it will make sense when you have a leap year, a 13-month year, Ditanya within a Raisa, Shana Tamima. Right, that you should have a complete year. Rebbe, Omer Monesh, Shlosh Me'od, Vishishim, Vechamisha, Kiminyan. Right, Rebbe says, Monesh, Shlosh Me'od, Vishishim, Vechamisha, Yom Kiminyan, Mos Hachama. Right, you do 365 days, like the Yamos HaChama. Right, so this is if you have a house in a walled city, you only have a year to redeem it, or you might lose it forever. So Rebbe says 365 days. Chachamim Omrim, that Shana to Mima, that full year is Monesh, Shneimah, Sachodesh, Miyom, Liyom. You don't do 365, you do 12 months from day to day. Ve'im Nis Abra Shana. Nisabra lo. But what happens in that case if it becomes a leap year? So then it is Nisabra lo means you actually get another month. It's to your benefit. You have 13 months to redeem the house. Okay? So that is that case. So Mishkachas lo le Rebbe, de Akdish Basar Chag HaMatzos. But according to Rebbe, you have 365 days, so you your machdish, you sanctify the animal after Pesach, the chimata shield the other basra, shanamalya, right, regalim lomalu. Right, when it comes to the next year, Adar, this by the second Adar, so you have a full year, but you still haven't gotten three regalim. Ela the Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, Hechem Yishkachasla. But according to the Chachamim who count the leap year as an entire year, how do you find a year without three regalim? So my answer is the Tanya Rab Shemaya. Like Rav Shmaya says, Atzeres Shavuos Pamim Chamishim Pamim Shisha Pamim Shiva. Sometimes it comes out in the fifth of Sivan, sometimes the sixth, and sometimes the seventh of Sivan. How can that be? Ha Ketzad Shneim Maleim. If both Nisan and Iyar are full months, right? Not 29, but 30-day months. Then Chamisha, right? Then it turns out that if you count the 49 days. Right, and the day after comes the fifth of Sivan for Shavuos. Shneim chaserim. If both Nisan and Iyar are months that are right lacking, they're lacking the day 29 days. So then the 49 days gets you to the day after on Zion Sivan Shiva. Echad male ve'echad chaser. If one is a full month of 30, the other is a diminished month of 29, then the 49 days, the day after, lands you on Shisha on the sixth of Sivan. Right? Because you start counting on the 15th of Nisan, either you count 29 days of Nisan or 30, then you go to Iyar, either 29 or 30. Right, depending on how full or not the months are, you can get Shavuos on 5, 6, and 7. Right, so if the first month is on the 5th, the first year, you dedicate them on the 5th, right, you can then, and then the next year is on the 7th, you can have an entire year where you don't get two Shavuos. You can have a year without the regalim. Uman de man Tana de Palagalea de Rav Shemaya. Who is the Tana who says against Rav Shemaya that Shavuos can't necessarily come out on these 3 days? So Acherim, that is the Acherim, that's the others. The Tanya, we have in the Brice, Acherim, Omrim, Bein Atzeres la Atzeres, Bein Rosh Hashanah la Rosh Hashanah, from Shavuos to Shavuos, Bein, right, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Ela Arba Yamim Bilvad. There's only 4 days of separation. Right? What does that mean? It means that there are 6 months that are short, there are 6 months that are full, right? 6 chaserim and 6 maleos. With 354 days in a lunar year, if you break down the months into 29 and 30, every year is 50 weeks and 4 days, right? So that's the 4 days it's talking about. But according to that, you can't have the 5 or the 6 or the 7 because the months are broken down in a way that renders that impossible. That will conclude our learning for today. Come back and join me tomorrow.